For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. Roland. Just let this play, man.
Fritz, you don't have any idea.
Tina Turner, come on.
I know you know who it is, still don't know who it is.
Not really. But
yeah, you have no knowledge about Tina.
You need
Tina.
To start singing Proud Mary, I'll sing Proud Mary.
Yeah.
I heard it this morning, and I was like, you know what? That'd be a pretty good return.
It is. Makes me feel good.
It is.
The Jordan Mailata joins us. Jordan and his wife are being honored at the Philadelphia Children's Alliance Bear Fair, which is next week. Celebration of healing and hope, supporting the mission to end child sex abuse. We talked about Bear Affair last time you were here, Jordan. Still tickets at bearaffair.org, but I know this event has always been really important, and this cause has been very important to you and your wife.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Good to hear from you guys again.
Yeah, what's up, big man?
Appreciate the platform. I just think that this topic is very taboo and not talked about enough. So just bringing more attention to it, to raise awareness, I think that's just something that my wife and I can do as part of the community.
Yep, absolutely. And, part of this organization was one of the beneficiaries of the album that you guys did this year. So the event is next Thursday, May 1st. It's at the Constitution Center. And I know our suburban listeners, there's free parking. And anytime our suburban listeners think about driving in the city, I know this, I'm a suburbs
that's
guy
important,
now.
Man.
You start
important, man.
You start worrying about parking.
That's right.
Yep.
That's important to know. So yep. I appreciate it.
Yeah, bearaffair.org is where you can get your tickets. So, Jordan, you've been you were in New Zealand, right, trying to promote the game. What is it like? Mm-hmm. I've grown up around people who know football my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to get people who don't really know football to understand what football is all about. Like, what is that like?
I mean, I think you can be a fan and not know anything about a game. And that's exactly what happened. So I was very shocked to see the growth of the game in New Zealand. So many fans. They may not be Eagles fans, but just seeing them pull up in whatever jersey that they had bought, the team that they support, that was pretty cool to see just the growth of the game. But also having the opportunity to host a flag football camp or clinic down there for kids, just to get, I guess, more interest, pique the interest of kids down there at a young age and let them know that this is a potential path.
Yeah, it's just interesting because NFL football is so, American football is so big here.
Yeah.
But worldwide, is soccer and basketball and American football is behind that. It's so interesting to me to understand that in other countries, they're just starting to really fall in love with American football as, we grew up with it as, it's basically been our American pastime, football has been.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing about growing rugby here in the U.S., It's like not common. You don't grow up playing the sport. You don't know a thing about it. You got to do your own research and then you gain interest. But it's sort of the same thing that, you know, we're trying to do back home in Australia and New Zealand, just trying to pique the interest to, in order to you know, grow or gain the following down there. So it's been pretty fun this off season. Got to go home to Australia and New Zealand for the first time. So pretty cool, pretty honored to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool for us as Eagles fans. Like, you become one of the faces of trying to grow the game outside of the U.S. Obviously, you learning the game and picking it up late. I'm just wondering from your perspective why it's important to you to be able to sort of share the experience of what it's like with American football and, I don't know, answer questions, dispel some myths, things of that nature when going around the globe talking about it. Why has that been, I guess, a passion of yours and intriguing for you?
I think, one, the opportunity, you know, is amazing. We just talk about that in itself. But then, two, for me, trying to prove myself in this league, you know, it's always been, oh, he's the rugby kid, right? Oh, that's right, he's the rugby kid. You know, I've been trying to, and I still, it's still a chip on my shoulder, prove myself every year. You know, when someone brings up my name, I want them to say, oh yeah, he's one of the best tackles in the game. I don't know, rugby will always be a part of me, but that's the chip on my shoulder that I use as motivation to go out there and give everything I have. And so, for me, it's just about why can't we play? Mm-hmm. Why can't we deserve this shot too? You know, and so that's kind of why I love, you know, trying to spread the game and keep the growth going down under, just to keep giving kids opportunities to come play this sport, because anyone can play this sport, man. You just have to have the passion and the drive to be able to do it. And if you get that opportunity, to take hold of it. So that's really why.
Jordan Mailata with us. Now, Jordan, we are 2 days away from the draft. You'll get some new teammates on Thursday. Now, you what was your experience that weekend like? The Eagles took you in the seventh round. Like, were there other teams that you thought, you know, might be interested? Did you know it was going to be the Eagles? The process of waiting. What do you remember about NFL draft weekend?
I remember everything. That call changed my life. You know, that call really did change my life. And I remember getting invited probably a couple of days out before Thursday night, and I just thought, yeah, why not? You know, like, just go down there on day three, just check it out, you know, live it up, take in the sights and sounds. And, you know, went down there on the Saturday, on day two, I believe it was. Went there on day two and ended up getting a tour of the whole facility. Down at AT&T Stadium, I think that's where it was. And Matt, it was incredible. I had no inclination that I would get drafted. You know, for me, it was just a shot in the dark. If it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, well, it doesn't. You know, I just go back to the training paddock and keep grinding it out till I get an opportunity through the IPP program. And lo and behold, like, I got a call from a Cleveland number. And it ended up being somebody from the Jets, which was hilarious, just wondering if I was still available. And I was like, well, you're watching the same draft I'm watching. sitting in the back room, I'm sitting there like, oh, no, he wants me in free agency is what my agent was telling me. So I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just, you know, the picks are going by, round five, round six, start of round seven comes, and I've been sitting in this green room in the back for like, far out, felt like four to five hours. Me and my boy Christian, he was part of the IPP program I was in, and he, you know, he was there for me that day. And sure enough, I get a call from Brandon Brown, who's now the executive GM at the Giants. So he was one of the Eagle Scouts that found me. He was the Eagle Scout that found me.
Okay.
And I answered the phone to Brandon, and, you know, said, how's it going? And he said, well, you know, I have someone who wants to speak to you here, and his name is Howie Roseman. And so, yeah, I just remember Howie's giddy old self. Hey, Jordan, we're about to take you in the seventh round, pick 233, and I was just overcome and overwhelmed with emotion. You know, just I couldn't believe that a team was taking a shot at me. No prior football experience, and the waterfall started happening, the waterworks, everything, and yeah, I don't really don't really remember much after the phone call. All right, because I was trying to call my family. I was like, some team is crazy enough to take me. And, man, that phone call changed my life, man. So shout out to Brandon Brown for finding me.
Did you have any, so as you mentioned, you got drafted with no football experience. After the rush of getting selected, was there any, like, self-doubt in, wait a minute, now I'm going to have to learn how to play football. Like, was there any doubt that you could actually accomplish what was set before you with getting taken?
Yeah, looking back, there was no doubt because I was a cocky young man. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
You are.
I'm allowed to say that word. I am? Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize, kids, anyone listening. But I was a cocky young man, and I knew I was going to give everything I had, right? And so for me, I was just so excited for the next opportunity that I got, and it was to prove myself. And 8 years later, fire out. Still trying to prove myself. Can you believe that?
Well, I think you've done a pretty good job.
It's great that you keep that as a chip on your shoulder, but I think for the most part, we know who you are.
Yes.
I think you've done a great job of proving yourself. Yeah, so,
it's the right attitude.
Yeah, keep the chip, though.
Yeah, I'm not so sure you're good, actually. You might need to be even better next year. I'm not sold. Yeah.
It's all good. I'm just listening to his draft story, man, and it's awesome. And I don't care how many draft stories I've heard in my lifetime. Each one makes you reflect back on your own experience.
For
so
sure,
sitting
course,
there listening to Jordan talk about his day just takes me back to my own day. So it's no matter when that name is called, no matter what number it is, it's the greatest feeling in the world, man. It is the greatest feeling in the world.
You know, I had no idea what the draft was until 3 months prior to me going to it.
So, so you probably didn't have all the anxiety that most of us have.
The perfect reaction. That's the crazy spot. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, you now as, you know, you've been here a while now, and you're one of the leaders, one of the sort of like elder statesmen on the team. I assume you look at your own role as a responsibility when these new guys show up. That you're one of the people that shows them what it's done here. Do you think about that as like that it's in part your job to
always.
Do that? Yep.
Always. I always think about it. You know, the leaders that I've had that have been great examples for me always led by action. And so that's all I know how to do. It was a simple recipe. Jason Kelce did it, Lane Johnson does it. Bloody Isaac Seumalo did it. Brandon Brooks did it. You know, those guys, Fletcher Cox, BG, they did it. They're led by action. They're led by routine. And so for me, that's all it is, showing these kids. It's simple. It's going to ask a lot of you, but the recipe is simple. You don't have to solve X squared plus Y three, you know, power to the three. Like, you don't need to do all that.
Yeah.
It's a simple recipe, but it's gonna demand a lot from you. So, yeah, I always think about it, everything I do when I step in that building.
Different position to be in for yourself and your teammates, at least with the exception of maybe four of them this time of the year. Going in as defending champions, I'd be remiss without asking you, where are you at right now mentally, physically? Where are you at in your, I guess, your preparation and getting ready for the season? How you feeling mentally and physically?
Yeah, I'm already ready. Like, we're all excited to be back. But for myself personally, I don't view it as seeing it as defending champions. Last year was last year. Last season was last season. That's done, right? I think that's part of this, what they call the Super Bowl hangover, is with the pressure of feeling like we have to defend the title. And I was honest with Sirianni. I went up to him a couple of weeks before OTAs, and I told him where I was at. And the fact is like, this is a whole new team. There's whole new faces. We should be dealing with this, how we dealt in 23. Move on. The quicker we can move on, the better, because it's a whole new team. It's a new goal. What's the goal this year? Win the championship. That's just it for me. Again, I try to keep it as simple as possible, but I've already moved on. You know, I've already moved on. Now, we still got to get that ring ceremony out of the way before we can
officially move on. Yeah.
Listen,
like the last chapter in the book, but mentally, for me, I'm already thinking about this season.
Yeah, you just scared the hell out of me, so don't worry. Listen, you're not defending champs anymore. I'm not going to say repeat on any of that.
No,
we are moving on.
Yeah, we forgot about it. Like,
it's like a whole new season. Like,
yeah. Yes.
Fans and you guys can do all that. But you're asking me for my approach is this year, and that's just it.
Yep.
My approach is, when we lost that one in 22 and 23, the 2023 one, we have to move on right away.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know how to deal with adversity, how do we deal with success?
I think it's a great mindset. It's a great mindset. Way. Yeah.
You got to move on. You got to be able to move on because teams ain't going to wait for you.
That's exactly
teams
right.
Teams find you a threat. Now, that's their problem. But for us, we know what we're about. We know the goal. We know what it takes to get there. But we have a whole new team, and this is a whole new goal again. We got to hit the ground running.
Well, we thank you for your time. Before you know it, it's going to be camp time, brother. Before you know it, it's going to be training camp time. So
I'm going to take it day by day, man.
All right. Okay.
Man, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
And again, God bless you and Nikki for being supporters of the Philadelphia Children's Alliance. Again, the Bear Affair is Thursday, May 1st at the Constitution Center. You can get tickets at bearaffair.org. Free parking as well, so you don't have to worry about parking. So thank you again for your time, and we look forward to seeing you back in Philly.
All right, brother.
Thank you, guys.
All right. There he is, Jordan Mailata. As well, the PCA also sells these golden tickets, which are available, and you can get one person that buys. There's only 100 golden tickets. One person gets an auction item, can win an auction item before the auction even starts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, and there's Eagles prizes in there as well, so you can get a golden ticket as well at bearaffair.org. 215-592-9494. Get back to the Phils. That doesn't quite feel quite as good as the Jordan Mailata stuff.
Yeah, we're feeling good, too.
Yeah.
Hey, stop hair loss. Listen, you can defend your hairline with Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Now, did you know hair loss is so common that by age 35, two-thirds of men have already experienced hair loss and thinning? Glad Hair, they've got you covered. With cutting-edge treatments like TED, PRP, and exosomes, they help you keep the hair you already have and help you bring back what you've already lost. Give them a call, 610-980-4000. Glad Hair will help you keep what you've got and help replace what you've lost. It's that simple. Visit GladHairMM.com.
You know, I always think that just to go back to what Jordan was saying about teaching people about football, football is sort of like the English language. We all grow up knowing it, but it's much more complicated than like Spanish and French. And like the rules of the English language don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. I always feel like football is the same way. It's so hard to explain football to somebody. Soccer and basketball are essentially the hockey, lacrosse. They're all the same thing. Right? They're all different versions of the same thing. Football is so much different. I can't even imagine trying to learn football without having grown up with it around
lots
me.
Of moving parts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, lots of moving parts. Yeah. So you almost have to have some... I can't imagine being older and learning from the beginning.
Right.
Right? So at least I got the chance to learn it from younger. So even though you don't know everything at 8, 9 years old, you still hear certain concepts and those things get repeated to you as you get older. But yeah, learning it from the ground up as a teenager or as an adult, it'd be difficult to get all the little nuances of the game.
Like some would say, Jack and I still don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, you guys know what you're talking about.
Nah,
you don't have to form an opinion.
Yes.
Well, that's not hard.
Yeah, opinions I can have. Yeah,
you know enough to do that.
Yeah, 3-level runner or whatever, that I got to learn. But opinions I got to have. 215-592-9494. Dominic in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that. I'm so frustrated. I can't even do the simple things right. But anyways, I'm going to try again not to raise my voice, but today I'm just super frustrated. This team is dead. This team is a dumpster fire from start to finish, okay? We can't even keep a simple lineup in order, okay? And we had to pitch Nola last night, not because we were in a tough spot with the relievers. It's the beginning of the season. Those guys can go out there and extend their arm a little bit more than what they're showing, okay? They were afraid to put him in because he stinks too, And in Romero, there's no one. Oh. There is no one in the reliever pen that is good. Okay. And then on top of that, you guys just at the bottom of the order stinks, and then his replacement stinks so bad they got to put someone else in there. I don't care about the matchup until they get this stuff situated. This team is a 500 baseball team, and all their wins besides the Dodgers come from bottom feeders like the Marlins and the Nationals. Okay, they don't get up to play the Mets. They don't get up to play the Cardinals. And the Cardinals aren't even a good team. And
they took two out of three from the Dodgers.
I don't care about the Dodgers. Okay. Where's their daddy?
So,
where's their daddy?
Okay, so they only... I understand your frustration, but you can't just say they don't get up against the good teams except for the best team in baseball. Like, they got up for a good team. They lost a game last night.
Yeah, I know they lost a game last night, but they're going to lose tonight, too. They're going to make this guy look like Curt Schilling out there on the mound, and he's got like a 3.8 ERA. And it's so frustrating is that those runs in the ninth inning, you guys say they count whenever they get them. It was 2-0. You had the fourth highest payroll in baseball, and you can't get two runs? I mean, it's insane. The starting pitching has been great and has been let down by this team. They can't hit in scoring position. I remember last week it was 190 when they had runners in scoring position. I'm sure it's maybe 200 or very close to 190 still, and it is frustrating. Every time there's someone on base, I say, I wish they would just hit solo shots because they can't hit anyone in. There's no small ball. Everyone's trying to play hero ball, and it's just frustrating. I feel like I call you guys and I talk about the same stuff, and I just get so irritated. I feel like I'm going insane.
Well, I feel bad for you, man. Yeah, I hear you. It was one game.
No, it's all season.
He feels it's going to be better, Dominic. It's going to be better. Spike's saying it's going to get better.
Spike's our leader on this.
Yeah, they're going to level out. They are. I
just want you guys to remember, April 14th is when I declare them dead. And
all right, congratulations.
Well, yes.
Congratulations. Declare them dead. Well, and he can claim victory as long as they don't win the World Series. They could go to the seventh game of the NLCS against the Dodgers, and Dominic can call up and say, I told you they were dead. I'm just like, what if they win tonight? What if they win tonight?
Then we'll feel better tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, yeah, that's all I can tell you. What if they don't win tonight?
Well, then I might sound the alarm tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be even worse tomorrow.
Might start the show with the whole... Actually, tomorrow we'll be coming on after
the game. Great, awesome.
So, yeah.
No, you know what? They win tonight.
Yes,
they win tonight.
And then they lose tomorrow.
Right. Then they got a 1 o'clock. Oh, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, they lose with the Wheeler game.
They lose Wheeler's game, yes.
Never win a 1 o'clock game during the week.
That's true.
They never let us come on and be happy and excited. It's all, even when they win, it's ugly.
Yes.
I've been doing the show since 2019. I think their record at 1 o'clock games during the week is 1 in a million.
1 in a million?
It's sickening. It's sickening. Can't even have any fun.
Well, or... What if they lose tonight and then they win tomorrow? We have to come on tomorrow, be excited, but they lost 2 of 3.
Yeah.
We have to figure that out.
That might bother y'all more. That might bother Spike more than anything right there.
Oh, come on. I'll be like, I told you they were fine. Yeah. All right.
Water always finds its level.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Joining us next.
He's nailed that one. He's used that one a couple times.
Yeah. Yes. Water always finds level.
Yeah.
Rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah.
Boats.
Whatever. Ships, boats, same thing.
Where are you learning all this
stuff? Not really the same thing.
What is the difference between a ship and a boat?
Yeah, I'm sort of with Jack on this one.
You think a ship's too big and a boat's too small? Exactly.
Right.
But a boat is still a ship?
No, a ship is a boat, but I don't know if a boat is a ship.
But it's still all... What's the base? Is the base is a boat.
Boat,
like
yes.
Titanic is technically a boat.
But who calls it a boat?
Yeah, no.
Well, it's a ship.
Exactly.
What I would say is like a rowboat is not a ship, but the Titanic is a boat. So every ship is a boat, but not every boat is a ship.
No, I agree. And that's why there's a different word for it, because it's to describe the difference between a boat and a ship.
Okay, all right. Jack's hanging himself again. Well, wait till Elliot gets here.
I don't know if a tide rises a ship.
Well, hold on. It did hit the iceberg. That could have been tide related. You don't know that.
I think that was human error.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Poor captain.
Okay. Give me the saying one more time.
A rising tide raises all ships.
So a rising tide is what?
It's when the water rises.
It's water rises, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. What's more likely to happen with water rising? A ship rising or a boat?
Both of them.
Well, hold on. What about the videos of those guys that do the Alaskan king crabs?
Well,
they're on ships.
Anytime I've seen a ship. That is scary as hell.
Yeah.
Anytime I've seen
but I think rising tide raises all ships sounds better than rising tide raises all boats.
It actually doesn't.
It sounds like a Twitter poll.
Yeah, put it up there.
Is a ship a boat?
Yeah. By the way, that'll be the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the different at marks-jewelers.com. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.